This is CICK News. In March of this year, Smithers Town Council voted not to proceed with awarding a contract to design a protected bike lane, despite having secured $30,000 in grant funding for the project. The proposed location, 3rd Avenue between Queen and King Streets, raised concerns among councillors about traffic congestion, safety, and loss of parking. Though this route was prioritized in the 2019 Active Transportation Plan, the majority of council opposed it. Council Patterson supported moving forward, citing the need for safer cycling routes, especially for children. However, the motion was still defeated, 4-3. The existing bike lane on 3rd Avenue, built in 2014, is still considered a pilot project, although the design contract would have included public consultation and broader route considerations. Staff shortages and competing priorities delayed the project. The grants, which expired in June, may now go unused. Today, I'm speaking to Alan Kindred, who is advocating that council revisits a multi-use lane on 3rd Avenue in Smithers, hoping to get enough signatures of support and businesses behind him in order to present this 3rd Avenue bike lane initiative to council before summer's end.
My name is Alan Kindrat. I am a transportation engineer who lives in town, works for WSP Canada, and I am a father of two. I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old. I was born and raised in Smithers and came back here to raise my family.
Okay. We're actually standing on Main Street, if you can't hear it, on Main Street and 3rd Ave to speak about the 3rd Ave bike lane initiative. Can you bring me up to speed on where this project is right now? Because this isn't your project. This is actually a town-led initiative that's paused.
Sure. The project first was conceived in 2019, actually, when the town was drafting their first active transportation network plan. And the idea of a protected bike lane through downtown on 3rd Avenue was identified as kind of the number one big move in the active transportation network plan. And so for the following number of years, the town started working towards implementing that project. They ended up receiving $30,000 in grant funding to complete a conceptual design study, which would have included public consultation. And the study was actually going to look at multiple routes through downtown, which would have included 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Avenue, and done public consultation to determine which corridor, which route was going to be the best for protected bike lanes. In March of this year, the town was moving towards awarding the work to a local consultant, and council decided to end the project, which I personally found to be very disappointing. And one of the major issues that they kind of referenced was that 3rd Avenue was too congested and that parking was too big of an issue. In the end, the project was canceled and the town returned their grant funding, and that's what led to me and a friend starting this 3rd Ave bike lane initiative, because we strongly feel that the community actually does want to see protected bike lanes through downtown. We plan to meet with as many people and businesses as we can to show the town that there's a lot of support for the project.
And actually, I'm catching you as you're speaking to businesses on 3rd Ave, but what is sort of the feedback that you're getting, and maybe even some of the kind of more critical feedback that's maybe helping you inform what sort of hurdles you could possibly be encountering when you do speak to council or when you present to council that we should revitalize this idea?
Yeah, so we're still pretty early on in the initiative. We started it about 3 weeks ago, and we're doing this outside of our work, you know, on our personal time, and so it takes time to meet with people and businesses. We've met with two businesses on 3rd Ave so far, and we've gotten kind of mixed reviews. There's definitely a concern over loss of parking and how access will be maintained for people with mobility issues. But we're also seeing a lot of general support for the idea outside of just the businesses on 3rd Avenue. We started a petition and we have over 300 signatures now, and we've got a handful of businesses and organizations that are supporting the idea. And so we're pretty pleased with the response that we've seen so far, but still have a lot of work to do to continue meeting with business owners and engaging with the public.
So because this is an audio format, describe as best you can, what does it look like in your mind?
Sure. So I guess I'll start by saying we are specifically advocating for Third Avenue as opposed to Second or Fourth. And the main reason for that is successful active transportation infrastructure has to be a direct route for pedestrians and cyclists. And because Third Avenue has so many of the key destinations in town, such as Muheim School, the high school, the pool, skate park, post office, the new library, businesses, we strongly feel that Third Avenue is the route that the town should be prioritizing. There are large groups of residents on either side of King and Queen that have families, and we want to see a safe route for cyclists to be able to pass through the downtown. And for those reasons, we think Third Avenue is the best fit. Third Avenue currently has street parking on both sides of the street from King to Queen. Mm-hmm. And our proposal would look at removing street parking, displacing that parking to other parts of downtown so that there can be fully separated bike lanes on either side of the street. And we feel that this does address some of the concerns that we've heard, which a lot of people do have frustration with conflicts with cyclists not following the road rules or biking on the sidewalk. And we feel that a large part of that is that there isn't really dedicated infrastructure for cyclists in town. There are a few notable areas like the buffered bike lanes on King Street and of course the Cycle 16 path, but there is no separated safe way for cyclists to pass through downtown, and this project would solve that.
So after this process, what's next then?
Yeah, so once we've met with as many businesses as we can and have gathered as many signatures as we can, we will do a delegation to council. And I'm hoping to do that in early August and present the results of our initiative to council in the hopes that it shows them that this is something that the community really wants to see and wants to see prioritized. And if I'm successful, then council will hopefully restart the project and continue on with their number one big move from their active transportation network plan.
Yeah. Why do you feel like this is your job to do?
Well, I'm a transportation engineer who focuses on active transportation. I have been involved in the Cycle 16 project since 2020 as their project manager for a number of years, and I've also designed all the phases of Cycle 16. And so through my involvement in the Cycle 16 project, I've become an advocate for active transportation. And having grown up in this town, I have a stake in the community, and I really want to see it evolve into a more vibrant, cyclist-friendly place. I also have two young children, and I think that has played a major role in my advocacy because I'm now navigating the streets with young children, and I see things that I didn't see before, and I want to live in a place where my kids can bike independently to school or to the library. And so I see it as a really important project for the community, and I'm doing it because we are doing it because nobody else was going to. We reached out to other organizations in town in hopes that maybe they would champion it, and it wasn't in line with their mission. So my colleague Erica and I decided to start the initiative ourselves, and we really feel that more people in the community support it than are opposed, and we just need to put in the work to show that is the case.
Is there anything else I didn't ask that you want to include?
We started an Instagram account called the Third Ave Bike Lanes and a Facebook page, the Third Ave Bike Lane Initiative. We have an online petition where we're collecting signatures. If you support the initiative, we would love to have your signature. And if you have any interest in helping us, because we need all the help we can get to spread the word, our emails are included on our social media accounts. And so feel free to reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah.
Thanks so much. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.